It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. It's the Plan B After Show podcast. I'm Brock. He's Hunter. Welcome to
it. Hey, what's up, Kit?
As always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson! Your full service motorcycle repair shop. Big bikes, little bikes, loud bikes, quiet bikes, mini bikes they probably work on. Anyway, if you need your motorcycle worked on, tuned up, running right, take it over to Gilson Cycle. They're going to get you taken care of. All right, let's do it. It's time for fact and opinion. That's right. One awesome fact, one stupid ass opinion, and you do what you want
with
it.
Here we go.
That's it.
On a Wednesday.
How about this? Even though it was just a novelty song, Because I Got High by Afro Man was nominated for a Grammy for Best Rap Solo Performance in 2002.
Come on.
It lost to Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On.
Get your freak on.
Get your freak on.
Dude, that's crazy. You know what's wild about that song? Like, everybody, it's a long-ass song. We were talking about this off-air earlier.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Dude, it is a long song. But, dude, I think my grandma could sing that song. I'm serious.
Yeah. It was everywhere. I think there is an extended album version, too, like the long actual version. I'm going to be 100% honest for you. It's a fucking garbage song. I hate it. I do not like it. I think it's fucking terrible. And it's just dumb. And it's not that I have anything against smoking weed. It's just one of those songs I'm like, all right, I get it.
You're a weed hater, aren't you? You're a weed hater.
We were at a bar, this old pool hall in Springfield, Missouri. This was years ago. And we were sitting there. Now, this is not the kind of bar where you play Afro Man, okay? It's not that kind of bar. Well, there are these younger kids, college kids, maybe 21, probably had fake IDs. Anyway, they went to the jukebox. They played Afro Man Because I Got High twice in a row. And everyone in that place was fucking pissed. So much so that like these kids like got the vibe. Like, all right, we should go. Because we're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, oh, it made me so mad. But anyway. All right. The music video is only 3:20, but I know it's longer than that.
How about this? What do you like better? Because I Got High, or do you like Colt 45 and 2 zigzags?
I don't like I don't like either one of them, but I will take Colt 45. I think that's way better. I think it's way better.
Come on. Actually,
the original Afro Man was 5 minutes. The uncensored version, 5:14.
That's a long song.
And then, you know, you'll have people sing it at karaoke. It's like, ugh, God damn it. Stop it. Yeah, Colt 45 is way better. I would listen to Colt 45.
I get those requests occasionally. Even at weddings, I do. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Wonder if I can't play it at the same time we record it. I was going to play Colt 45. Colt 45. Yeah, 2 zigzags, baby, that's all we need.
Catch them all. Smoke that tumbleweed.
Have you seen Afro Man now? Jesus Christ.
Well, how about this? Have you ever seen the video Afro Man jacking that girl?
Yeah, which, I mean, like, I get it. The girl shouldn't have been on stage, but he straight up, like donkey kicks a woman off the stage.
Off the stage. It's like, pretty brutal,
it's
dude.
It's brutal, dude.
He's up there in the corner of the stage playing a guitar, and, like, this girl jumps up on stage and starts, like, booty grinding on him.
Yeah.
And, like, as soon as he, like, notices what's going on, did he kick her or did he, like, swipe his arm?
He, like, actually, like, swiped her. Anyway, he just hit the shit out of her.
And she goes flying off the stage.
She shouldn't have been on the stage. And I don't know if he knew who it was. Maybe he's a little gun shy or something. People up on stage. I don't know. But it seemed a little overkill. Yeah, seemed a little bit overkill.
Akon was known to do that too, grab people and throw them back into the stands.
Yeah, like he would, like, wouldn't he, like Hulk Hogan people, like he'd pick them up and chuck them
over his shoulders. Yeah. He's kind of a big dude too, you know.
Yeah, God, whatever happened to him? Whatever happened to Akon?
He smacked that and left. Dude. That's what
Akon
he did, dude.
And Young Jeezy gonna take it easy.
He had that unique voice.
Yeah,
you know?
Akon and Young Jeezy. The best song Akon ever made was I Had Sex. I Just Had Sex. That's what it was. It was the song he made with the Lonely Island Boys.
Okay. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I heard that song in forever.
Yeah. I Just Had Sex. Man, I'm watching this Afro Man.
I want to make love right now.
Well, I'm watching Afro Man when he hits that girl. Damn, dude, he smokes her in the face. Jesus.
Jeez, dude. Yeah,
she's just
laying. Can't be doing that, bro.
Yeah.
Can't be doing that, especially if you're on stage and there's a bunch of cameras on you. I'm not saying that you could do it anywhere else, but you're kind of setting yourself up there, Afro Man.
He was watching the video. Anyway, so yeah, Afro Man, it was up for a Grammy. We got so far off track. I'm watching videos. who even knows what's going on during this podcast?
Right.
But yeah, and it did not win. It did not win the Grammy for Best Rap Solo Performance of 2002. No. Actually, speaking of the Grammys, went with this. It got postponed.
Did it?
Yeah, it got postponed because of the pandemic. So. You don't like the Grammys. You always get angry about the Grammys.
Stupid. Stupid. Dude, you're already a celebrity. You need more praise. Get out of here, dude.
Well, you know, and to be fair, being in the rock world and you and I both being fans of rock never gets a fair shake. I would be more into it if they actually gave a lot of artists fair shakes. You know what I mean? But, like, it's the rock category and it's 21 Pilots or it's some fucking indie band that's not rock at all, you know? Even when they do, like, the metal contest, the metal's like, that's what you guys think is metal music? Are you serious? Yeah, it's terrible.
It's stupid. Yeah. It's terrible. So biased. It's so, I don't know. I just look at the people at the Grammys, and I'm like, I don't even think they want to be there.
Look, the Grammys, I will say, the Grammys are better than, like, the Oscars or anything like that.
The Tonys, you know, the Oscars.
Yeah, because the Grammys, at least, you do have some starving artists. You know, people that have really put their time in. I know some people that have been nominated for Grammys for things they've done. I'm like, dude, that's fucking awesome. You guys have been living in a van, touring all over the place, and you guys deserve it. But at, like, the Oscars, no one there needs to be pampered anymore. They don't need their $50,000 gift bags and all the cameras on. I'm like, oh, you're so great. Oh, you're so wonderful.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Anyway.
Glad. I hope it's canceled, not postponed.
Forever. I hope it's forever. All right. Well, that's going to do it. We've rambled on long enough. Folks, thank you so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. We'll see you back here next time for another fact and another opinion. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
Gilson.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.